The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Samantha Lesk is a spiritual healer who specializes in trauma and shadow work, teaching women how to return or discover for the first time how to love themselves unconditionally. She has many, many credentials and 12 years of experience working with private clients. One of her goals in this life is to help as many souls as possible to break free from any loops they are trapped in, from this life or the past, and return to their natural state while being supported with love, compassion, and understanding. Good morning, Samantha. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's great to finally meet you. Samantha is another one of our international best-selling authors. I quite like saying that now. I didn't get to say it before the book went on sale. And it's great to finally meet you and catch up with you. And I've read your chapter. I love your chapter. There's a few synchronicities going on there with some of us ladies in the book coming from similar backgrounds. I come from an Irish Catholic background, and you do too. And I believe there's a few more. So it's quite interesting to find that we've all landed in this same book. How have you felt about the journey of the book, Samantha? How did you end up in it?
It's been quite a journey, actually. So I personally had been looking at participating in one of these multi-author books for a little while. And for me, it had just been about waiting until I found the right person. And Bridget was that person for me. There was just a click there. I really liked the way she operated and the way she held herself and the way she energetically vibrated. But it was definitely a journey going through the process of writing the book and bringing everything to the surface. And before doing that, I sort of thought, yes, I'm done and dusted and I'm feeling good about this. But there's nothing like having to write it all out and go back over it again to discover that, oh, maybe there are just a couple of little things that I need to have another look at. And then the excitement, but the nerves as well at it going out into the world and it reaching more people than the close community that I have around me, that was a little nerve-wracking. But now that it's out into the world, it feels really lovely. And I feel like some really beautiful connections were birthed from the experience with the women within the group who all participated, being the authors. But all of us coming together and expressing our individual and personal truths is giving a voice to those that are having a similar experience, and it gives those that are reading it, out of 28 of us, you are going to connect and resonate with somebody, and that gives you the opportunity to have a little bit of healing within yourself for your own experience. And maybe you feel a little bit hurt or maybe something resonates and it allows you to take your own healing to a deeper level. So I think that while it was definitely an up and down journey, I think it was a beautiful experience, and I think some beautiful things have come from the book.
Definitely. And can you share a bit with our audience about your particular chapter without going into too much detail, because, you know, they do need to read it to get the full impact of
it. I do want them to read it, that's right. So my chapter is about just one particular part of my life where my husband up and left with no explanation. But while that was taking place in my very third dimensional life, I was also birthing the Atlantean timeline at the same time. So I was having a very third dimensional experience where I was really being tested and challenged, but I was also having quite a deep spiritual experience as well. And it was a very intense time. It was a very beautiful time. And through that experience, I was able to clear a lot of stuck energy for myself, but for a lot of women around me, and women that sort of by very strange circumstances came into my life because they needed to have that clearing done as well. But I also learned the really important skills of how to love yourself unconditionally through that experience too, because I'd made the decision when I was going through the divorce with my ex-husband that it would be a long time before I stepped into a relationship again. And I didn't want to spend years and years going without love or having to depend upon another person to give me that love. It was something that I needed to embrace within myself. So in amongst things that weren't so fabulous, there were some really truly beautiful gifts that were born, and that births into the work that I do now with a lot of my clients, is teaching them how to love themselves unconditionally, and as women, how to step back into their power and take control of their lives again.
And it's funny because that's where I ended up as well. I divorced my husband at the end of last year. The date, yes, turned out to be the 31st of December, quite bizarre.
Wow.
One end into 2020. Yes. But I'd channeled a song that was all about you've got to love yourself, and it's been my priority to love myself for a while, yes, and step back a little bit from the work that I've been doing with other people, to make sure that I cut off all of those people-pleasing traits and all of those other fixing traits that I had. And, yes, and to,
because
to understand that no relationship is ever going to work properly if we don't work on that aspect of ourselves and really appreciating the importance of loving ourselves, and that love coming from us rather than us trying to grasp it from outside of us.
External.
Yeah.
That's right, because it needs to be an internal experience rather than external. But I think that is a part of the awakening that lots of us have when we're on our spiritual path and we're really stepping inside of ourselves, is that we let go of lots of those beliefs and those expectations that we are raised with. To be a good woman, you need to accept other people's judgments. To be a good woman, you need to people please. To be a good woman, you need to be everything and everything to everyone all of the time, and have this perfect face on and the perfect reaction all of the time. And that is just not realistic. It's not healthy. It's not in integrity. And there is no space when you are people pleasing all of the time or taking on other people's expectations or judgments, to then be truly connected to yourself and what you need as a soul for you to progress on your soul's journey. So I think that is one of the most beautiful things that comes from women stepping into their power on their spiritual path, is coming back to themselves and letting go of those outside expectations, connecting with themselves internally and their own love for themselves. It's a game changer. It truly is a game changer.
And you recognise, don't you, how the energy of all of those things that we've been trying to do all of our lives, I'm 52 now, so decades, yes, of this stuff, how damaging that is to our health and our bodies. We're always looking outside for a pill to find a way to fix cancer and fix this and fix that, when it's all happening inside of us. Purely from the
within us.
Yeah, we react to life, isn't it? It's all an emotional thing. And so I think that the self-love thing, it should be a priority for the world.
It should. And I think that a lot of things would change very, very quickly the more people that embrace it. Mm. Because once you embrace it, you're then setting that example for others around you that, yeah, it's okay to say no, or it's okay not to take on that person's expectation or that person's judgment. And you understand when people are projecting those things at you, where they're actually coming from. Mm. It's actually got nothing to do with you. It's all in their own mind and their own experience, and they're projecting it outwards.
So how do you work with your clients now?
So there's a couple of ways that I work. I do a lot of one-on-one work with clients. They're generally two-hour sessions, and they can be addressing whatever it is that that particular client has got going on. So it may be mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual blocks that they need to work on. It might be somebody who is well and truly on their spiritual path and needs support to go to that next level in their journey and to unlock some of their gifts. Or it may be somebody who is brand new and who is just waking up and really has no idea what they're doing, but they just know something's not right. And they just need some understanding and some clarity and support with it. So wherever somebody is along that spiritual journey, I've got quite a varied skill set where I can catch them and support them to where they need to be going to. Otherwise, I have the Loving Me course, which we begin on the 6th of the 6th, and that is very specifically designed to teach women how to love themselves unconditionally.
Beautiful. I shall be sharing that link on social media for you as well, because it's so important.
Oh, pop thank me the link. You so much,
can you also let our listeners know where else they can find you?
Certainly. So my business name is Nurture You Heal You. So there is the website www.nurtureyouhealyou.com. Otherwise, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as well.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Samantha, that we haven't covered or talked about?
I think I'd really just want to say thank you to you, Katie, for taking so much time to connect with all the different authors who have wanted to participate in this and to share us, to share our work and to share your work. I'm very grateful for that, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're so welcome. I've loved it. And I think it's been such a hugely important topic to cover, intuition, because we've all got access to it, and if you read our book, you might just work out through some of the stories how you can access yours. Thank you so much, Samantha, for coming in and sharing with us. Bye for now.
Thank you so much, Katie. Bye. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook, which is linked to my free Facebook support group, where I often drop in with an oracle card and share lots of wisdom in many areas. My website is soulfulvalley.com. It should be live very soon. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.